And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur, it's great to have you back because you always bring controversial and important subjects. So, tell us.
That's my middle name, Mike. Controversy.
Controversy. So talk to us about what you consider some of the most important issues. What's happened to that Florida plastic? It wasn't a plastic surgeon, but she was a Florida. What did she do with the tire repair kit?
That's right, Mike. This is a story that you and I have been following on and off on this show for a couple years now. It's the Fix-A-Flat doctor. It's the woman, or actually it's a transgender woman, so started as a man, became a woman. They call her Toxic Tush Doctor, but she's not a doctor at all. She's just some person out there that decided to make people's buttocks larger, Mike, with super glue, with cement, with Fix-A-Flat, all her supplies conveniently purchased at Home Depot. I'm sure.
So this was, as I remember, these women came to her. She advertised on the internet. The women came to her clinic and got this silicone buttock, if you will, shaper in the form of a tire repair silicone.
Well, actually, it's the Fix-A-Flat, I think, was to close the wound. The silicon was that, the prosecutors weren't sure exactly what goo she used, but they do believe it's that the silicon, if you go, I spent a lot of time at Home Depot, and there's this liquid silicon that you can purchase as a lubricant. It's in the
tool
area.
I don't know whether you're telling me the truth that you spent a lot of time at Home Depot.
No. I do. I love Home Depot and Lowe's. I go there all the time and do your little home projects. I'm a much better surgeon than I am a carpenter. I have a 50% success rate with my carpentry. But Mike, that's true.
I've seen where the pig lives.
That's right. My wife shudders when I start a project, but it is true. But anyway, this woman bought her supplies at Home Depot and then injected it into the buttocks of her... I guess you call them patients. And here's one. This is in Broward County, just north of Miami. $1,000. That's a lot of money, actually, for a non-physician. But she was negotiable, and she got her price down to $700 for this one woman for 12 injections. And that woman is one of the people that called the police on O'Neill Ron Morris. That's the person. That's the person who injected all this stuff. Miss Brown was one of the victims. She recalled seeing some super glue, a black hose, and a syringe. She was told, don't look, as she injected into her. Well, what happened, of course, it's predictable. Infection, abscesses, staph infections. Other people had many other procedures also. Anyway, the bottom line is, Mike, there was a trial, and she's going to jail. Not long enough, just a year. But hopefully this will put an
she
end
did
to...
This, what is it? She did this horrible thing, and she's only going for a year?
Isn't
she
that
got
something?
Some people really, really infected and sick.
Oh, absolutely. Maimed for life, Mike. Maimed for life. But I don't believe anyone died yet. And that's...
Well,
that, you
and
know,
Florida,
if someone
of course,
died,
has those stand-your-ground laws. Maybe she felt that they were attacking her with their buttock.
Oh, my goodness. It's just terrible. And this is just one of the many that you and I have talked about over the years. The punishment is not strong enough, Mike. The punishment isn't strong enough because this is just terrible. People do put their lives in their hands when they have non-physicians perform procedures on them. And it
well,
is very
go,
easy
let's
to
go
die.
The other way to the where punishment seems almost seems fairly strong, a life sentence for something in Las Vegas. What was that something?
Okay, now this was a real doctor who is sort of like your worst nightmare if you're a patient, because this is a doctor that just did not care that he infected his patients with hepatitis. He was a GI doctor, so a gastroenterologist doing various endoscopies, And apparently, I believe there were 27 people that that developed hepatitis C from this person. One died before the trial. One died after the trial. So he's going to be tried I think it's negligent homicide in a second case. But here's the story, Mike. This finally went to trial. We heard about this. This was in Las Vegas. Went to trial. He got life in prison, this doctor, with parole possible at 18 years. And then you say, well, you know, is that a fair sentence? Did he deserve to go to jail for a minimum of 18 years? I say yes. I say yes. And the reason I say yes is because this was such negligence. He was reusing propofol, one of your favorite drugs, reusing the syringes, you know, drawing up. I think he was changing needles, but you and I know that that doesn't make a difference. The whole system, the whole setup has to be changed, because if there's a little backflow and someone had hepatitis C, then everybody who is the next patient without changing the tubing can get hepatitis C, and that's exactly what happened. So just, you have to, I think, put yourself in the patient's perspective, not the doctor's perspective or the lawyer or the prosecutor. But as a patient, when you go into a facility, you are so vulnerable. You basically put your body over to these doctors and nurses and your expectation is that they're doing things the right way. They're competent. They're clean. They're not going to violate any of the medical procedures, and this guy did, and two people now have died, and he deserves a life sentence. Sorry.
So you actually think the crime is, I mean, because he should have known better. So in fact, I can see him getting a very harsh crime, because after all, he was a physician. He did hold himself out as that. I think the woman in Florida got off too lightly.
Oh,
but
definitely.
I think we should treat people who knowingly do negligent things and hold themselves out as something they aren't, that is a safe practitioner in the case, obviously, of this guy, and who are not doing things to a professed level of care, they're falsely advertising to the public. I think of it, you know, maybe we should do a lot with the food manufacturers and whoever is saying healthy on the front of labels when they aren't, should probably get that same type of penalty if they're, so I'm up for getting the PR and advertising people in the same type of trouble.
Yeah, you know, and I guess it does really depend on just the what the consequences of the crime have been. And this guy did die. In the lady in Florida, she's lucky that no one died yet, but we don't know. We don't know. You know, a lot of these people, I've been following these stories for over 10 years, and a lot of these people sort of run from their victims. They really do. They dump bodies. We've heard of that one before. You never know whether there was a death with the woman in Florida, and we also don't know whether those victims, the people that she treated, were tested for AIDS and hepatitis, and maybe one of those will also die. I think you're right. I think 1 year is ridiculous for the woman in Florida. I mean, that should have been a life sentence also, or at least a substantial sentence, 10 or 20 or 30 years. It's tough out there, Mike. You know, it's hard to protect people, and the courts and the prosecutors need to do it if there are bad people hurting patients.
Let's begin to talk about how fast you age. And this is a story about cigarettes and the demonstration of aging by not caring for your body. I think this also occurs with food choices and can be reversed by good food choices in the case of food. But what you're going to tell us is what the study at Twinsburg showed with twins, one who smoked and one who didn't. Maybe we should do one
Mike.
Who ate healthy and one who didn't. But when we come back, we're going to do that on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You want to ask us questions? Email us at udocs, UDOCS at gmail.com. As we had these great questions in the first segment. So thanks very much for sending those. Just keep sending them on. UDocs at Gmail or 877-711-5211 is the toll-free number. We'll be right back. You, the owner.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.